tactics, right? But praise God that in this battle that we call life, we're not alone. Amen. We have a strong defender and protector, one who is willing to guard us and stand up for us. You know, I'm so thankful that in this battle we call life, that we're not alone. And when the flaming arrows are coming at us and all these adversities and troubles come our way, that we can run to Him, as it says in Proverbs, for shelter and safety. And also when I looked at the word rock in my concordance, I discovered that God being called a rock, or my rock, is actually used quite a lot, especially in the Psalms. I'm going to take a drink of water. I've seen you out of that. So I did some investigating and found some passages, and one that I really liked was in Psalm chapter 62. So if you want to turn to Psalm chapter 62, we'll read that together. Do we all have it? All right. Psalm chapter 62, and David wrote this psalm. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence? They fully intend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Low-born men are but a breath, the high-born are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done. That's really the passage, right? And there's really a lot that you can take from that, but I especially like verses 2 and 7. Verse 2, He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. And verse 7, My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. What a great image that is, you know? I also noticed in verse 3, where David says, How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? So David here, he's admitting that he's weak, right? Describing himself as a leaning wall, a tottering fence. Can we relate to David here? Aren't we a lot like David sometimes? Don't we all feel weak and discouraged? Like a leaning wall ready to fall over? You know, Lord, I can't handle one more problem. I need help here. You know, one more thing, this wall is going to go, you know, I'm going to fall over, Lord. But praise God that when we feel that way, we feel like we're going to fall over. He holds us up, doesn't He? And lifts us up. And I love here how God is described as a fortress. So what comes to mind when you think of a fortress? I was thinking about it. It's a place of safety or refuge. Right? What about protection? Isn't that what God is for us, our protector? I know from personal experience, He's physically protected me. I mean, I know you're all aware of my numerous car incidents. One in particular, when I hit a deer a couple of 3 years ago, and I'll never forget standing there after I hit the deer, and I was all alone, and it was late at night, it was like 9:30 or 10, it was a clear night. And I'll never forget standing up and looking at the sky and praising God, because he protected me. Amen. I walked away without a scratch, right? And I realized that he knew that it could have been more serious. I could have went home to be with the Lord. I could have been seriously hurt. But I walked away without a scratch. God protected me. We know about the times when God protects us in instances like that, when they're right in front of our face. But what about the times when that we don't know that God's protecting us? And I think we've all had that little voice in our head saying, well, maybe you shouldn't drive that way today, or maybe you should take a different route, you know? God is always protecting us, amen, let him know it or not. Another image I was thinking of when I was thinking of a rock, or God being a rock. Rock, it's unchanging, right? It's stable, it's solid. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about life. Life is constantly busy nowadays, right? Everybody's busy. Life is always passing us by. You know, especially in today's technological age we're living in, just when you think you've got the most up-to-date phone or gadget, and, well, my phone can do my laundry, or my phone can, you know, put the sword for me and buy me milk. And, you know, and somebody else comes along, and, well, my phone can vacuum the rug. And, you know, like, don't! I thought I had the most up-to-date phone, and yours is better, you know? Like, things are always changing. And I think in life, we're trying to hold on to stability. You know, me, personally, I don't like change that much, although things are constantly changing. I know things have changed in my life. But, you know, we get comfortable in life, don't we? And we want things to stay the same. But life isn't like that. It's always changing. Life may seem stable, like it's going along smoothly, and then bam, you know, like something unexpected happens, and it kind of throws you out of balance. But despite life's confusion and chaos and change, one thing stays the same. So what's that? That's the Lord, right? Malachi 3:6 says, this is God talking here, I, the Lord, do not change. I, the Lord, do not change. God doesn't lie. He can't lie. He's without sin.
Amen.
Amen. So we can believe him when he says he doesn't change.
Amen.
Amen. A familiar passage we all know is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, where it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what's that saying? So the same Jesus that performed miracles 2,000 years ago, what he did, drove out demons, gave sight to the blind, turned water to wine. So that same Jesus can perform a miracle in your life today. Absolutely, amen?
Uh-huh, amen.
Amen. You know, I think sometimes we can put a limit on God. You know, like, Lord, I know you created the universe. Set the stars in the sky and all that, but my problem was just too big. Mm-hmm. You know, God, I know you did all that, and you did that for me before, but you can't solve this problem. But that's untrue, isn't it? Of course he can. He can solve our problems. He can answer prayer. Not always the way we want him to, right? You know, God, I have a request for you. I'd like you to do A, B, and C, and don't deviate from that order. This is exactly how I'd like you to answer my prayer. God doesn't work that way, does he? He answers the way he wants the prayer to be answered. And his will is better than ours anyway, correct? He knows what's best for us better than we do. And the fact is, we can put our trust in God. He's an unchanging, stable God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right, I'll fly right. So what else comes to mind when you think of rock? And another image came to mind. What about strength, right? Strong material. I think we can all agree that God is our strength. Amen? God is my strength. There have been times in my life when I felt weak. I think we all have. You know, times when life seems to be pressing down on you. But I'm so thankful that I serve a strong God, not some puny 98-pound weakling. You know, it's okay, Satan. You can do whatever you want. Not just back off. You can do whatever you want. God's not like that, is he? You know, he's a mighty, strong God, one who will defend us and protect us and give us the strength to keep moving forward. You know, as I was writing the sermon, I had, like, say, all these images going through my head, and I thought of God being in our corner, cheering us on. You all know the Rocky movies, right? And I figured, you know, Rocky, kind of thing. I said, but I had this image of, you know, we're kind of like Rocky, you know? We're in the ring of life, and, you know, we're getting battered and bruised and beaten. But God's in our corner. It's like Mick, you know, cheering us on. Get back in there. You can do it. Don't give up now. You're almost there, you know? I just thought that was such a cool image, you know, of God being in our corner and being our manager, you know? Philippians 4:13 says, and we all know this one, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Notice how it doesn't say, I can do all things on my own. I can do all things through positive thinking. I can do all things with a lot of money, right? I can do all things through Christ. And the fact is, I can't make it on my own in this life, neither can you. It's a hard world we live in, and God hasn't promised that it's always going to be easy. Amen? It is a rough life, but praise God that whatever you face in this life, that we're not alone, we don't have to face it in our own strength. Our manager is in our corner telling us what to do. He's telling us, get back in there, you can do it, don't give up. When I was writing the sermon, a familiar passage came to mind as well, and it's all familiar to you, but let's turn to Luke chapter 6. I'm going to read some more passages with you here. Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 46. Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 46. Luke chapter 6. Please take your time to speak in a certain manner. Hopefully, I'm not speaking quickly. Okay, are we all there? Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Jesus is being pretty straightforward here, isn't he? So what's he saying? Building our lives on the Lord and obeying his word is like what? Building our lives or our house on a solid foundation, on rock. And I like too how it says in verse 48, he is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. So, an image comes to mind, dug down deep. We have to put some effort, hard work into it, you know. And the Christian walk does require effort, doesn't it? We may have to make sacrifices, to follow Jesus, go against the grain or the status quo, right? Not always do what is easy or socially acceptable. When you think of Jesus' life here on earth, he didn't always do what was socially acceptable, did he? We know that he offended people and ruffled a few feathers, as they say. But when it came right down to it, Jesus did what was right and wasn't moved or shaken from his convictions, was he? Also, when we build our lives on Jesus, as it says here, when the storms of this life hit, and they will, we'll survive, we'll stand strong. We won't fall over. The storm will come and go, and we won't be moved or shaken. Amen? As I said in the beginning of my sermon, we serve a God of love, a God of peace, forgiveness, the list goes on and on. He's indescribable, really. He's all these things and so much more. But I'm so thankful that despite my weakness and our weakness, and whatever trials or challenges we face in this life, we can agree with David that we serve an unchanging, mighty, strong God. He truly is our rock and our salvation. Amen? Shall I close? Okay. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for being here with us today and gathering us together. And we just thank you, Lord.